Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Good morning, and thank you for joining us here on Super Talk 103.3. This is Your Power, Your Money. I'm your host, Jerome Trahan, the First Mississippi Federal Credit Union. You can join us here each Friday at 9.06 a.m. right here on Your Power, Your Money as we tackle taking control of your financial life. So we've got a guest who will be coming in later in the show, Miss Alana Doolittle, who is our new credit union certified financial counselor. A little bit of a tongue twister there, but Alana will be with us later in the show. And I want to start off with, as we did last week, April is Financial Literacy Month. So this is now something we celebrate across the country and nationally now. And it brings awareness to money matters. It gives you an opportunity to talk about how growing personally through your money is the goal that we all should have. And it really just gives us a national focus on this effort. So today on the show, as I mentioned, we're going to talk with Alana Doolittle from First Mississippi. Now, she's directly involved with our credit union members on a daily basis. She is in a new position, which we'll discuss later, which is a certified credit union financial counselor. She just wants to help people make better decisions, give them the tools that they need, and you know, give them the basic skill sets to have power over their lives and, of course, their money. So that's all coming up later. First, let's start with, I want to talk about First Mississippi and our commitment to bringing these strategies or tools to this community. So you're seeing us, my colleague Crystal Clark is on WTOK on Fridays through Financial Fitness Friday. You're hearing us on Friday as well with Your Power, Your Money. So through our sponsorship with Ramsey Solutions, the Ramsey Foundation, we're providing schools in Lauderdale and Clark County, which is our field of membership, incidentally, for First Mississippi. We're providing those schools with foundations in personal finance, which is the country's leading personal finance curriculum. Of course, Dave Ramsey, huge fan of credit unions, is the man when it comes to those things. But it goes deeper than just our school systems. There's a need to educate and inspire people of all ages to take their lives back by controlling their money. So, as I mentioned, we do regularly scheduled workshops at, you know, non-traditional sites like rehab facilities, and potentially we'll be working with Stronger Together Foundation to work with some veterans on helping get their financial life straight. You know, we also help our members understand some of the new technology that we have out there, and I'll discuss some of that a little more later in the show. Financial technology, or fintech as we call it, is really the equivalent of what you get with Cash App and Venmo and some of these other online banking solutions, of course, without all the protection that you get from banks. There is such a lack of understanding today about money and banking, and really the whole traditional financial space, especially among young adults. I believe it really and truly is a trust issue. And I mentioned Cash App, Venmo, Chime. These online services are geared to younger people, but don't provide you with the security that you get with a credit union or a bank. They're not federally insured. When we get Alana on, we're going to talk about scams and how they affect some of our potential membership and why establishing a credit score is so important. All these things tie together, and if you stay with us here on Your Power, Your Money, we're going to get deeper into that discussion with our certified financial counselor, Alana Doolittle, right after this, so stay with us.
Hi, My name is Dan Donnelly. I'm on the Alzheimer's Association Committee for the state of Mississippi, inviting you to join us for the second annual Paint the Plaza Purple on Tuesday, April 16th from 5:30 until 9 p.m. at Dumont Plaza. Paint the Plaza Purple is a fundraiser for the Alzheimer's Association. Show your support by dining out and shopping at any of our downtown businesses. They will donate 10% of the profits for the evening to the Alzheimer's Association. There will be live music, DJs, and great giveaways. Come Paint the Plaza Purple to help us find a cure for Alzheimer's.
Have you ever wanted to dress up and put on your white gloves, your big fancy hat, and have some tea like the Queen of England? Well, this is your chance. Come to our old-timey charity for our charity. Raise money for Illumination Center for Dyslexia May 19th at 2:30 at the Copeland Center. Put on by the fabulous Flocking Flamingos of Meridian. It costs $35 for each seat. Buy tickets at illuminationsdyslexia.com.
Welcome back to Your Power, Your Money. I'm Jerome Trahan, and I'd like to bring in now our guest today, Ms. Alana Doolittle, who is our Certified Credit Union Financial Counselor on staff at First Mississippi. Alana, welcome.
Hey, thank you for having me today.
Well, thanks for coming in on this crazy rainy day. So, look, taking control of your money is the beginning for everyone. Alana, how do we get started on this process?
Yeah, this is a new program that we have at First Mississippi. I'm so excited to get it up and going. It's really just taking control of your money so that it doesn't control you.
I mean, that's right. And I know in my own personal life, you know, when you budget and plan, sometimes that word budget, you know, gets scary. But if you plan for, you know, the unexpected, then you're so much better off. I mean, I know we talked with Crystal, having a great day driving down the road last week, and a rock hits her car. So if she hadn't planned for that, I mean, she'd be upside down, whatever it takes to, you know, fix that window. So, you know, a couple of things here. We talk about financial literacy and financial well-being. What does that really mean?
So this is really digging into your finances to help you reach your financial goals. So if you come into our office to get a loan product and our lenders tell you no, it's not a no. It's really just a not right now.
Not right now, yeah.
So that's
yeah.
When you would come in and you would see me and we would talk and, you know, really work on making your dreams a reality.
Well, you know, in the credit union world, we like to talk about how deeply empathetic we are to our membership and our community. And we're here to help. We want to change some generational wealth issues by eventually offering some, you know, mortgage loans, maybe some, I don't know, you know, credit builder loans are certainly something we do now. So let's talk about that. So if I come in as a member and I want to buy a car, but I have absolutely no credit at all, what would you tell me?
Right. Having no credit is not a bad thing. We do offer products at the credit union, such as the credit builder loans that you mentioned. We also offer secured credit cards, and those are really good options that we offer at the credit union for our members.
So, you know, again, there is a common knowledge out there that, oh, credit is bad because you're borrowing money that you don't have, and it makes it more difficult to pay off that loan, and then you get upside down, and then your credit score is gone. So let's delve into credit score real quickly. So if I have no established credit whatsoever, you know, what's going to happen? What are the pitfalls of that?
If you have no credit at all, it makes it very difficult to purchase things like cars and homes and even, you know, getting small loans to help you make financial goals happen.
Well, you know, and so you just touched on it. The plans, the goals, when, you know, these techniques will give you the ability to really look into the future and plan for those things. Now, for a person like me, you know, that's hard to do. But you just find very quickly that taking your resources, planning them, you know, whether you're doing the traditional Ramsey budget that speaks to the four walls, food, transportation, you know, utilities, and then, you know, rent, right? Those things are important. But you're actually saving some money and you're actually giving to, you know, charities or whatever, you know, your heart feels there. you're establishing a background for you as a person to be able to control your life, right? I know that there are six components to financial literacy, which we like to call your power, your money. You know, earning, spending, saving, and investing, we just mentioned, borrowing, and protecting the wealth that you have. But then there's a whole bunch of variables that go into that. So gender, age, occupation, marital status, you know, life situation. We've talked about these things. How do all those things factor in to making you, you know, have to understand what your financial future is like?
Yeah, it's definitely important to understand those components of financial literacy and the variables that affect it. Knowledge is power, and without the knowledge of those things, it can make things a little bit more difficult.
Well, you know, and knowledge is power, right? And, you know, and again, I was on the I'm not going to look at it budget for a while, where I just pretended that, you know, I made enough money that I'd be able to pay my bills and have fun and eat out whenever I want to. But that's not the way. That's not the case, is it? You know, and I know we've done a few credit builder loans for our members. I mean, that's one of our techniques when you come to us. If you're not a member, you know, we have ways through our First Mississippi Bucks that can remove that barrier of having to pay your membership. It's a great way to start an account. But once you're a member, then there's lots of, you know, assets that we provide as a credit union that can help you, like Savvy Money, for example. You know, that's where, you know, for me personally, when I look at my online banking desktop, I see my credit score every day. And it really has had a motivation for me to stay focused on paying down those bills and, you know, really staying on top of what it is that I'm doing. And so, you know, I know we've talked about the different percentages and weights when it comes to credit score. So let's talk about credit scores. So what should you be looking for? I mean, I think the range is 350 to 850.
That's right.
So, you know, if I'm at 350 and I come in and say, hey, what can we do? What would the first step be?
Yeah, first step, let's look into that credit report. Let's see what's reporting on your credit. Let's check your mix of credit. There's lots of things that affect your credit score. Payment history, the types of credit that you have, your credit utilization. You don't want your credit cards, if you have any, to be over 30%. If it is over 30%, let's work on getting that down. Let's pay off those you know, small debts first and then work our way to the bigger ones.
And so, you know, we're the financial market knowledge experts, if you will. So I don't want people to freak out about that percentile. Oh, 30%. Oh, my God, where is it? Well, that's what we're going to do. We're going to take a look at your independent and individual case, and we're going to customize a strategy to, you know, to make it better. But 40% of it is based on your payment history. So how important is it to pay on those debts?
It is very, very important that you're making those payments on time every month.
You know, so I noticed when I look at these percentages, 11% is based on the total amount of recently reported balances to your card. So when you say a reported balance, is that a non-payment or could that equally as well be a payment?
That's all balances, you know, payments, non-payments, anything related to that. You want to keep those balances generally low because that suggests to lenders that you are capable of making your payments on time.
And then I also know that applying for credit too many times can have a negative impact. Talk to me about that.
Yes, you don't want your credit report to look as if you are living off of credit cards. Only apply for new credit if you absolutely need it.
But, you know, credit, I mean, it's going to be a necessary evil. When you get into, you know, buying a car, making larger purchases like a home mortgage, that sort of thing, a business loan, for example. And I know that we've got some products that are coming down the pike where we want to offer, you know, small business loans here in our community. That's a new thing for us as well. But again, you know, if a person comes in and they've applied for 15 credit cards and tried to buy a car and was denied, what happens then?
Right. If you're looking to buy a car or take out a mortgage and you come in and you're looking to get those loan products, you don't want our lenders to look at your credit history and be like, whoa, what, you applied for 15 new lines of credit in the last 30 days. I mean, what's going on?
This is not like yard darts or just regular darts, right? You just
right.
throw until you hit it? No, that's not right?
No, definitely too many, you know, lines of new credit. That's definitely throws up a red flag for our lenders.
Well, and so we're going to take another break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about how we raise our credit score and how a certified financial counselor can help us do that. So we'll be right back on Your Power, Your Money with a little more Alana and some counseling tips. Stay with us.
Magnolia Mouths Media. We are Mississippi's positive mouths of the South. At Magnolia Mouths Media, we connect, educate, and uplift Mississippi. We encourage diversity, creativity, wellness, and positive growth. Check us out. Subscribe on YouTube, follow on Facebook, Instagram, or TikTok. See how we are making a difference in the Magnolia State. Hashtag Make Mississippi Better. We are Magnolia Mouths Media.
Down home,
down home,
down the street,
baby Whitney,
it's the place to go where you'll always know we're gonna treat you right, 'cause we're down home,
down home,
down the street,
baby Whitney,
walking down the aisles, we're gonna make you smile, 'cause we're the store with more, and we're down home,
down the street.
Welcome back to Your Power, Your Money. I'm here today at 103.3 in beautiful downtown. Well, it's not really beautiful. It's rainy and cloudy outside, but I'm with my guest today, Miss Alana Doolittle. Alana is part of the First Mississippi team. Thanks for being here today.
Yes, thank you for having me.
So we've talked about all the issues with credit, that it's a necessary evil. You've got to maintain it if you want to progress in your life, right? So I've got a low credit score. What are some of the strategies that I can use to, you know, help raise that score? And it starts with pulling the credit report and sitting down with an expert.
Yes. So definitely pull your credit reports. There are three major credit scoring bureaus, TransUnion, Equifax, and Experian. They will each allow you one free copy of your report each week. That's not just for our members. That's for everybody. Plus, with First Mississippi, you know, as Jerome said, we do offer Savvy Money. So that really helps motivate you when you pull up that app and it does display that score for you. It's kind of a motivator. If you have a 350 score and you want that score to be at 700 plus, that really is a motivating factor to help you.
Yeah, really kind of get on top of the situation. Right?
Yes.
So, and I know Savvy Money is something we offer free to our members, but you just mentioned it, that TransUnion, Equifax, and Experian are the three major ways that we get this. So Savvy Money is on top of that, really. And I know that there are tools within that program that can help you take a look at your credit life and what you're doing right. And, you know, for me personally, when you start to see that uptick, I mean, my credit score, ladies and gentlemen, is up 23 points.
Woohoo!
So, you know, I mean, I only have 123 more to get up there, but, you know, my goal is just a modest 750, not 850, right? Okay, so we're going to pull that report. We're going to take a look at this. But then it always comes back to paying your bills, right?
Right, yes. Pay your bills on time. One day late is still considered late, and just one payment late, that can lower your score drastically.
So we report those payments on a daily basis? Or how does that work?
Yes. So at the credit union, if you have a loan at the credit union, we give you a 10-day grace period to make that payment. At that 10 days, you're going to get a late fee. We actually, at the credit union, do not report it until 30 days late.
So, you know, again, this is where we're being deeply empathetic, trying to help our members out. Because ultimately, when our members are in a good spot financially, that helps us. You know, they can earn more money. They can save more money. They can become an entrepreneur. You know, I mean, there are a lot of things like that that can happen. So what about paying down your existing credit? How do you tackle that?
Yeah, like I said earlier, you don't want to be using more than 30% of the total credit available to you. Keeping your utilization well below that, closer to 10%, can give you a score boost.
So I know we've talked about, you know, shopping for new credit and utilizing credit can really be a problem. But what is this hang on to old cards? Talk me through that part.
Yeah, your credit score benefits from long relationship with lenders. So cutting them up, you can, but you don't want to cancel them if you can help it.
So that's kind of a negative reaction, right? I mean,
right.
I'm going to cut up my credit card, I'm going to throw them out, and no more of that. But it can actually benefit you. Because you get it into a green-lighted situation, and it's, you know, you keep it there, and then that's going to factor in to being able to get a better score. All right, I've also read spreading your debt around. Talk to me about that.
Yeah, the mix of credit on your file, such as mortgages, student loans, auto loans, and credit cards, show that you can manage debt from multiple sources.
So, you know, it's all about time and patience, right? I mean,
yes.
This is not going to happen overnight.
Right. Your score will not change overnight. Be patient. Constantly work at it, and it will get better.
And how long does that normally take?
It depends on the person. If you're really working at it, you could see a difference in as little as a month.
And so the benefit of credit union membership pops up right here by being a partner with our members. You know, we're here to help you get to those goals, right? I know for me, it's been close to a year process, and I'm finally starting to see an uptick, right? But again, what's the single most important thing I can do that could affect a big jump? Is it canceling a card? And I think I know the answer. Or, you know, closing out a loan or consolidating a loan. How does that work?
Definitely work on making payments on time. That's very important. If you have a lot of debt, which a lot of Americans do, and that's okay. If you have a lot of debt, work on paying some things down. That could definitely benefit your score.
And so another third-party partnership that we have on our online banking platform is GreenPath. Now, GreenPath is one of those things where, you know, I could be handed a brochure and say, okay, log into GreenPath and see what happens. On the back end, I see that we're touching a couple hundred members a month. So they go into GreenPath, and what does that look like? Can you tell me how that works?
Yeah, so GreenPath is a great program that we partner with. They can really break it down for you in ways that, you know, your lender cannot. They help you budget. They can consolidate things for you. GreenPath is really a great asset for our members.
So budgets become kind of the necessary, I don't want to use the word evil, because while I thought they were evil at one point, I've found out now, oh my gosh, they're not. And, you know, regular income is one thing. That makes it really easy to say, here's how much money I earn a month. These are the most important bills within my strategy. I pay those. But then we know in our market in particular, we have a lot of people that make an irregular income, meaning they're commission-based or they're food service or in the service industry in some way, and they may not, based on their commission, know exactly what their money is going to be like. So then you have to go into that irregular budget process where you put down all of the things that you have obligations for, like the four walls, as we mentioned, you know, transportation, shelter, utilities, food, that sort of thing. But once you get down the list and you find out, well, I'm not making enough money, well, then you have to find a side hustle. You have to find another way to make that happen. And I know that can be difficult for a lot of people, but the truth is a budget doesn't limit your freedom. It gives you freedom to spend the money where you want it. So when a new member comes in or a member comes in and they sit down with you, you're hopefully going to hold their hand through the process over the period of time. And this is a brand new program, folks, so we're not 100% ready to roll out all the particulars, but in the coming week or so, you'll see. We'll give you an email address. You can always go to 1stms.com, our First Mississippi website, and then, you know, log on to online banking and, you know, kind of manage your money from there. But I don't know. Alana, any closing thoughts for you? And what's the one thing you want me to take away from this?
Just know that, you know, credit is not always an easy thing. A lot of us aren't blessed with an 850 credit score right out of high school. That's almost unheard of. But it takes patience. It takes time. Don't give up.
Well, you know, and I realize this will be another show, but, you know, student loan debt. I mean, that's a big national discussion. There's a lot of talk of forgiveness, but we can offer some strategies to help consolidate and work through those things as well. Well, listen, Alana, thank you so much for being here. I know you and Crystal are out there doing the good work out in our community, teaching in the schools, doing workshops, as I mentioned, and there's only a whole lot more coming down the pike. So thank you for your efforts and working with us here at First Mississippi, and we'll see you out on the workshop road.
Yes, thank you so much for having me.
Well, she gives me validation in terms of me coming to try to teach you about your finances. Here's a pretty intelligent woman to, you know, work you through it. Right? Well, look, we appreciate your listening. This is Your Power, Your Money. You can join us here every Friday at 9:06 a.m. on 103.3. And then we will be streaming these shows as our podcast on the SuperTalk website. So be on the lookout for that. So thank you so much for joining us on Your Power, Your Money. I'm Jerome Trahan. Join us next week.
Mississippi Media Production.